Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here.
Hello, M3 family. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Bree, and I'm currently in Bali. I just got back to Uluwatu. We spent the day in Nusa Penida, actually stayed the night there. It was quite a bit of an adventure. And as I'm coming back to this town, I find myself feeling so much energy, so much growth, and what I believe is reincarnation. When you think of reincarnation, you might think of Buddhism or Hinduism, where the belief in life after death, being born again into another physical form, and this could be many different realms of existence, whether it's spiritual or physical. And this is where we had the opportunity coming back from the port of Nusa Penida to Uluwatu again. We actually landed our boat into Sanur, which is where you would go if you were to island hop. It's one of the main ports there near Denpasar, which is where you would fly in. It's the capital of Bali. As we were coming back to Uluwatu, we were asking about these prayer offerings. So if you go through Bali, you go throughout Bali, you'll see these offerings all over everyone's houses, in front on the street, in their cars, at the front desk, wherever you're at, you'll see these prayer offerings. And the more you have in your life as a form of wealth or abundance or just opportunity, the more it is recommended that you give back and return to the universe as a sign of thank you for all that's been given. And so we were going through the history of it, listening to our driver, who is a dear friend of ours. I'm a huge fan of their entire family. It's a small family business. They're all drivers. So uncles, cousins, everybody's all a part of this. And we were talking to Katoot, which is our friend Kadek's uncle, who picked us up that day. And Katoot was giving us the full lowdown on what our history is in Bali. And so I'm saying our as if I'm a part of this, because I really do feel connected to it. And when we were driving back, we saw the prayer offering in his car. And so I have heard, you know, different versions of it. I understood the existence of there being what is quote unquote considered evil and angelic, which is, I wouldn't even say is part of the Buddhism, but it's just like that good and bad, the yin and the yang. And polarity is really what I think of. And he said such a great example, which was, without the positive, we wouldn't have a negative. Without the negative, we wouldn't have a positive. And think about electricity. Power, electricity, which is something that we still to this day can't fully understand or explain, but it's necessary for life, right? We all have electricity running through us. And in our homes, in our environment, you feel this energetic pull. And that positive, negative charge that comes with that pull is what creates the yin and the yang, or the good and the bad, quote unquote. But it's not necessarily to define something as good or as bad. It's just positive and negative energy. And so we understand this to be something that is holy or godlike. And then we also understand this to be a demon or devil-like. And as we give an offering in this country, we give the offering of, and this is more of that Hindu practice, because not every part of Indonesia, actually every other part of Indonesia, is Muslim, and Bali is one of the few areas that are Hindu based, and so if, or predominantly Hindu. And so if you are looking to provide some sort of offering, you don't just offer in prayer to the holy God side. You also pray and offer to the demonic side. And that's to not necessarily just keep away the bad spirits, but to use that positive charge in balance and to keep the devil, what is in their belief, happy, right? And so I believe in this too. And I see this to be so cool that you offer things for all the elements, whether it's for fire or smoke, which you'll see cigarettes all over. You'll see something that is like elements of earth. So you'll see flowers in there. If you see elements of the sweetness, the good, right? The positive, that's usually candy. Some people might put a little bit of money in there and they just offer it. And so you try to make these things as natural or as abundant as possible. So that way nature comes and takes those offerings, whether it's through the birds or the dogs or the insects or reptiles, right? So how amazing is it that you have these beliefs in positive and negative charge, and also the energetic pull that goes beyond the physical body? Another belief that I see is so beautiful is reincarnation and rebirth. And so this is being born again into many realms of existence, like I'd mentioned before, after physical death. And this could also be a transmigration into a philosophical or religious concept that is non-physical in the essence of a living being brought into a new life in different physical form as the body after biological death. And so I see this being the literal term that after we physically pass away, that we are reincarnated into some other shape or form of energy. And so you could be in a past life, a dog or a dolphin, or like I like to believe, a mermaid, you know? So there's these different parts of us that energetically get transplaced into a different form of energy. And however that may be, we get the opportunity to rebirth ourselves into something new, something fresh. And so I see this in my life currently, that I am going through what I feel is a rebirth or a reincarnation of my maybe professional, my emotional, my spiritual world, and really honestly my physical world, because I'm laughing at, I fell off my bike humbly. We'll probably talk about this as Gabby and I will catch up later this week with you all on our adventures in Bali so far. But we've both fallen off our bikes. She actually got hit by a car last week, or another motorbike. And I see this as the physical being destroyed, or physical being fallen, and having to pick ourselves back up, having to get that refresh skin, you know, rebirthing of our body, the physicality of it. And so I am shedding myself physically and putting in new energy. I see this also professionally. I'm going through what feels like a purposeful rebirth, where I am blessed with the life that I've been given, the knowledge, the talent, the skills, the opportunities throughout the years to be a fitness professional and to help people with nutrition, fitness, bodybuilding competitions, to be that person in all things health. And I'm in a point where I want to shift my way of helping people holistically in that same area of health and fitness, but also providing mental aspects to it, providing emotional aspects to it. And this comes with a form of rebirth and reincarnation. And so I'm in the middle of creating what is my subscription for Mermaid Methods Master Program. This master program is something that I do every 4 weeks. My clients have been switched over to this, and it just takes the coaching aspect out of it for me. It just wasn't giving me the life that I needed. I had a death in that area of my life. And so I have reborn myself, or rebirthed myself, to create something that I can come out with a once a month program, give you the tools that you need. And this is something that you can independently take with you, your fitness programming, right? And run with it. So I have been creating March's program, and I'm recognizing that I'm not even sure if this is something I fully want to continue doing. I love the podcast. I love being able to share my life, share my stories with you all, and I don't feel myself wanting to stop this quite yet. But apparel, for somebody who loves to travel, I think that apparel is something that I don't want to continue, and that's okay. Like, these are things that we can test, try, let go of, bring into our lives, connect with deeper. And something that I recognize has been pulling me so heavily is the opportunity to make music, to write songs, and to sing. And I know that I have a voice that can help people in a very powerful, very inspiring, and magical way. And this is something that I can no longer deny myself. And so I'm in a position right now where I'm traveling for a few months. I am going through a moment of self-discovery. I'm going through reincarnation. And I booked a VIP session. It's like a VIP day with Her name is Anna Doing Things. And Anna, I know from who I'm traveling with, Gabby. Gabby trains her as her fitness trainer. And Gabby's also going through a rebirth and recognizing that maybe fitness is something that she's good at, but necessarily doesn't want to lead with as a way of helping people. And that's totally okay. We can have our pillars. I don't think that fitness will fully die in my life. I think that fitness will continue on and it will provide obviously a sense of help to people. There's something that we have, Gabby and I, that not many people have in this world. The knowledge we have, the structure we have, and the impact, the influence that we have. So I know that this will allow us to continue helping people, and we're good at it. So why stop it? But our calling, our deep passions, our need for helping others in a different way is starting to show up stronger. And I was talking to Gabby back when we were in Thailand, and I said, you know, I really want to connect with Anna because she was starting a mastermind, but the mastermind was for agencies. And I'm at a point where I'm not necessarily wanting to have an agency. I'm trying to figure out what it is that I actually want to do before I get into a coaching program or an agency program or something where I'm helping people in that way. And so I booked this at the beginning of February with Anna, and I am so excited to meet with her at the end of April. Her and I are going to spend the day together, going over business strategy, just figuring out where I am in life. And I'm somebody that I do my homework. I follow the program. I'm really good at following direction, and I just need someone to tell me what to do. My life as a manifester, I have seen so many things come into fruition, but if it's something where I don't have the program structure or the goal in mind with the set deadline, the set to-do list, I tend to lose track partway through, or, you know, not even long after starting. I get the idea, the inspiration starts, but I just need someone to tell me what to do. And so Anna can't tell me what to do in my life. She's not here to, you know, map out my entire world for me, but I love the idea of having somebody give me some sort of direction, some sort of connection to a higher opportunity, and to be that person that can just follow directions and go in a different path in life. I'm also in a point where I don't know if I will continue living in San Diego. I love San Diego. It's a beautiful place to be. It's my home. It's where I've thrived for most of my life. But I'm at a point where I don't see myself growing much more there right now. Maybe in the future, who knows? But I'm having so much fun, the time of my life, discovering myself. And I feel like I have a lot more energy being in a different part of the world, being able to travel. And I want to be either a full-time traveler or have a part residency, a partial residency in different areas of the world, where it may be Hawaii, it could be Bali, it could be, you know, just different areas. I see myself thriving a lot more in somewhere other than San Diego. And that's absolutely okay to feel. If you are somebody who wants to travel more, get up and go. Go book the ticket. I've said this before. People have been messaging me and saying, I love seeing you travel so much. It's inspiring me. I want to live vicariously through you. I wish I could travel like this. It's easier than we think it is. It's as easy as looking up the flight, figuring out where you want to go, and booking the ticket. Book the stay. Make the commitment to yourself that you're going to spend a certain duration of traveling, or giving yourself new partial residency. Pick up your things and go. We're so stuck to these materialistic things that hold us down. And I used to think like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to have to sell all my furniture, my clothing, my personal belongings. What's going to happen to all of that? And I think back to the movie in the book where in Eat, Pray, Love, you see Elizabeth Bradley, which is the person who is played or portrayed as the character in there by Julia Roberts, she is putting all her stuff into storage. And the guy at storage had said, most of these places, people never come back to their personal belongings. And I'm here to get rid of it all. I want to have a fresh start. I want to have a full death in my current life. I feel energized by just saying that. And I know that there's going to be an opportunity for me to be able to start my life over again in a new way, with a fresh beginning, with fresh energy. And I've been practicing that throughout this trip. Every place that we've stayed at, I've let go of a few articles of clothing. I've let go of a few different personal items or just things. And I purposefully will leave things behind as a form of donation and just say, you know what? These people here, they need these shoes. They need X, Y, and Z more than I need those materialistic things. And I can't wait to go home and get rid of all of the things that I've mentioned before. I have designer bags, I have designer things, and I don't need them. I don't necessarily want them. And I don't know if it was an egotistical thing, which it's okay to have an ego, but I don't know if it was an egotistical thing for me to want to keep these things because San Diego is such a bougie, up-and-coming place. We're so close to Los Angeles. Everybody wants to either know someone or be a part of something or have the thing, right? And I'm here to let go of my materialistic aspects and to reconnect with a different part of the community in the world. And I want a simpler life. I want to have a simpler connection with people. And I want there to be an ease and a flow that makes me feel like I can just get up and go as I need to and not feel so grounded or connected to things that maybe keep me feeling stuck or bring down my energy. And I don't have kids. I don't have a brick and mortar. I don't have pets. I don't have a partner. And so to be able to have this lifestyle that allows me to fully, freely move in a direction of my own desire, that to me is the opportunity of rebirth. So when we have a rebirth, we're going through this ignorance, right? We have ignorance that creates a desire and unsatisfied desire. And so the unsatisfied desire is what creates the rebirth. And it happens moment to moment after death and with your current existence of karma. So your actions influence the present and the future. And this is what is stored in our consciousness. We recognize where we make choices day by day that are in alignment with our present and future. And that is what creates the force, the energy, and then eventually creates either life or death and rebirth. And if you are in a point in your life where you need to maybe pick up your belongings, kill off some sort of energy, it's okay to do that. It's not a negative thing, in my opinion, but negative and positive energy is inevitable in our lives. And we need both of them to let go of things because nothing in this life lasts forever. As harsh as that is to say, even our greatest loves with our partners, whoever we want to be with, our soulmates, nothing in this life lasts forever. Because guess what? When you break something, let's say as an example, you break the leg of your chair, right? If you glue it back together, if you screw it back on, you use a new bolt, it's never the way that it once was. There's new energy that was brought into it and nothing's ever truly fixed. We are letting something go, letting that existence, that energy die, and then we're bringing new energy to it. So if you and your partner are going through some sort of struggle, if you feel stuck in a position with your partner that doesn't feel like it's growing, give yourself some sort of death. Give yourselves that what is considered a breakup. It doesn't mean that if you're married, you need to go and divorce your husband or wife. But if you are married, figure out a way to give your relationship the way it once was, a death and a rebirth. If your job is something that you're unsatisfied with and you cannot leave, figure out a way to kill off the energy of the way things once were, break the cycle, and then allow that rebirth to come back to you in a new form, a new appreciation, find new gratitude, find a new path, take a new way to a new route or a new project on. And so that way you feel that new energy come through that allows you to continue to grow and not feel stuck. I hope this helps. And if you like these messages, if you like these episodes, please leave me a review and I would love to help you with anything that you have questions on when it comes to life's opportunities. If you need somebody to be in your corner rooting for you, to encourage you to justify the situation, I'm here to remind you that you are in charge of making your life the way you desire and you have the power to make the change. So go book the ticket, let go of the things, find your rebirth, and take charge of your life.
thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.